Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, great to hear that, ma'am. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with an opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Awesome. If you don't mind me asking, on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Almost certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or you don't think you're going to vote?
I am certainly going to vote.
Okay. Now, in the presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Probably vote. The chances are 50-50. Or you don't think you will vote for those offices?
I'm certainly going to vote.
If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born?
2000.
2000. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in the household?
Me and the household.
Okay, so both. Okay. Now, do you think that things in Fresno County, generally speaking, are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
Now, let me read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of those concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Parental rights in education. Housing affordability. Water policy. Public safety and crime. Homelessness. Public infrastructure like roads and bridges. Jobs and wages. Inflation and cost of living.
Cost of living.
Cost of living, okay. Let me read to you the names of some public figures. And please rate if you have favorable opinion or feelings or unfavorable opinion or feelings about these public figures. If you've never heard of them, just let me know. The first one is Steve Brandow. Have you heard about him?
Yes.
And what is your opinion about him? Very favorable. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Gary Bredefeld.
That name's familiar, but I don't know them.
Okay. Let me put here, don't know. What about Paul Diktos?
Don't know.
Gavin Newsom.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Diktos, CPA, and County Assessor, Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, and Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote? Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Diktos, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, or Dion Bordes?
Bryce Herrera.
Bryce Herrera, okay. How certain are you that you would vote for Bryce Herrera? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Thinking about the March primary, let me read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Let me read to you the first description. A candidate who is 80 years old, would you be much more likely to vote for that candidate? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. What about for a candidate who is a Democrat?
Much more likely, or most likely.
What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
What were the options again?
Would you be much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Would you be much more likely to vote for him? somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. To vote for a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
What about for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. What about for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Somewhat more likely.
What about for a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
What about for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, okay? Now, let me read to you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Steve Brandau, currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Steve Brandau for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance. Gary Bredefeld currently serves as on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
No chance.
Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for County Supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $40 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Small chance.
Small chance. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brandau, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor, recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member, Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote?
Probably Paul Dictos.
For who?
Paul Dictos.
Paul Dictos, okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
This current year, I guess.
Okay.
2020.
But did you graduate from high school, college?
I've graduated from college. That was in 2022.
Okay. So you graduated from college. Great. Now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Live with family.
Okay. Well, ma'am, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for helping me complete it. I truly thank you. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.